caliber of linebacker. He's been in the Pro Bowl before. How much do you think he could help you guys, and what was the thinking on getting him?
Yeah, excited to get Devin, and here we'll work with him and see where he is. I try to get him caught up to speed to see, you know, if he can help us. So it's this opportunity for Devin to compete, come in and learn how we do things, and see how he can fit in and how he can help us.
Kamara last, how good was it to get them back on the practice field?
Yeah, it feels good to get Henry and Kamara back out. You know, two guys who started for us, played a lot of ball for us, made a lot of impact plays for us. So it's encouraging. Anytime you can get those guys back out on the field. So good to get them back, and we'll see day by day, see how they continue to progress and see if they can help us this week. We wanted to add him to, you know, give him an opportunity to see where he can come in and help us. That's what it was about.
Joe Mixon, the last couple games since he got back from the ankle, has been pretty dominant, over 100 yards each way. First game against the Colts, how much can you take from that, some of the things that worked, and try to do that again?
Yeah, Joe's been phenomenal for us, right? The way he plays the game, his play style, his demeanor, how he runs with the physical mindset, like it's everything to our run game. When we've ran the ball well, it's no secret that Joe has been in there, and Joe has been, you know, part of the reason why we ran it so well. Also with the blocking up front by the O-line, the tight ends, receivers, everybody involved, you know, the run game goes as all 11 go, right? And Joe has been a big part of our success in the run game.
Having the quick turnaround, the two games in 5 days, does that at all impact the approach heading into this week? Like, is there any, like, well, we don't want to put this guy on the field because we don't want
him? This week we're focused on the Colts, everything we have to do to, you know, go out and compete our best versus the Colts and try to work to get a win. So that's our focus. We'll deal with next week when next week comes.
Devin White, obviously, to start his career, all pro bowler, past couple of years, he hasn't had that same level of success. Why do you think the reason behind that is? And what do you think you guys can do to try to get him back to that? Because he obviously has the talent to be one of the better linebackers in this league.
Yeah, it's no secret that Devin has been an all pro, top linebacker in his league coming out of college. He was, you know, kind of a no-miss player. He went top 10 in the draft. I mean, he was an exceptional talent. So what happened and why he's here, you know, no one knows. Like, life happens to us all. You just have to keep punching, keep attacking each day with the right mindset. And the opportunity for Devin is to come in here and compete, right? Again, nothing's promised. We don't know what the future holds. It's just one day at a time, compete every day, and we'll see where we end up.
Obviously, CJ's had a lot of success in his time here, but what have you seen from him in the rare times where maybe he has faced more adversity or struggled a little bit, like how he bounced back from that?
Yeah, CJ handles adversity really well because he's really grounded, right? He's grounded in the word first and foremost, and that helps him to be able to weather, you know, the adversity when tough things come his way. You know, losing a game or having a tough game is the only adversity he's faced in life. And if it doesn't dictate who he is or change, you know, his personality and what he's about. So, you know, I'm excited to see how not only CJ, but how everyone responds, you know, after losing a game. Is it adversity? No, we lost the game. There's a lot more adversity in life that a lot of people deal with. We lost the game. It happens. Like, let's move on. Let's see how we play this week.
Some of the communication issues that y'all had in pass protection, going back and looking at it, how much of it was stuff that you felt like is correctable in a week, and how much versus things that you guys might have to do differently because of what's going on?
Yeah, great question there. I mean, the communication can definitely pick up, and I think our issues have really showing up on the road when it's loud and, you know, it's tough to communicate. That's where some of the issues come out. But I think all of it is fixable, and that's the encouraging part about it. All of it is fixable. You know, our guys have picked up these stunts and different things that we've seen. Our guys have picked it up before. So I'm encouraged, right, to see how our guys respond this week. You know, we'll see similar things, right? Whenever one team does something on tape, you know, you have to get ready and prepare for the next week because teams will see, like, have you put the fire out? So it's a great opportunity to see us go put the fire out this week. It's a tough challenge versus this defensive line. They do a great job of executing their stunts really well. So we know, you know, we'll have our hands full again this week.
I know you guys pumping noise at practice. How much has that helped to try to prepare yourself for the road games when you do have some of those communication challenges that could arise, how much does the noise that you guys sometimes pump in at practice kind of help prepare you guys for those instances?
At practices, we try to make it as difficult as possible with the noise, with blasting the music or crowd noise sounds, but you can never simulate exactly what it's like on the road, especially, in environments where the fans are really prideful and affecting the game. So in two places we play, they were pretty loud there in Minnesota, had a great fan base, affected the game, and also in Green Bay. So it's difficult in any team. It's difficult on the road. Everybody knows that, and you have to still find a way to adjust and be able to communicate and make the plays, get the calls. Everybody has to just lock in a little bit more. You have to strain a little bit harder mentally to lock in and get the communication done.
When you're talking about the communication issues with the offensive line, is it understanding where people are coming from when they're giving you these various looks, or is it what assignment it belongs to which person in that scenario?
Yeah, I think we throw the word communication out loosely. It's a lot of just, at the end of the day, just get the job done. Like, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to physically, like, getting the job done. We know where we got to be. We know who we're on. It's just a matter of doing it with urgency and finishing the proper way.
How useful is the week one performance that you guys had against them, both looking back at what you did that was successful, what wasn't successful, and then maybe kind of gauging it off of what they've done maybe the past couple of weeks?
Right.
So that was like 7 weeks ago.
I appreciate that one. That's you look back at week one, but it seems so far away for me, so far removed, especially being the first game of the season. Everybody is trying to figure themselves out that first game, and you kind of throw that game out of the window, and you see, kind of where the trends, where are they moving these last four games, right? Especially the games with Anthony Richardson and what they've been able to do. Like, you see their style of play and who they want to be. Of course, I know. First and foremost, they want to run the football, right? Getting Taylor back, he's an exceptional playmaker, right? He has the stop-start ability. He has the home run speed, contact balance. Like, they have to rely on the run game, and they have really good guys who can run it with JT and with Anthony Richardson. So that's where it'll start. And then, with the explosive passes, we know we gave up some explosive passes there in our first game, so we have to be just disciplined in our coverage and play the defense the proper way, and we try to eliminate those explosives. But we'll kind of see how they try to attack us. They're getting some guys back. They get Buckner back defensively. That's gonna help them, with their run game and their pass rush. He's a great player as well. So things change over weekly. Things change, and we'll see. We'll be ready for whatever they throw at us.
Caleb Bullock is leading the NFL among rookies for interceptions. What was it allowed him to jump right in and make an impact as a rookie?
Kalen's jumped right in and had a huge impact on our team because the game isn't too big for him. Like, he's just doing what he's been doing since probably high school, going up, catching the football, attacking the football, going back to his baseball background, tracking the ball in the outfield. Like, he's done it for a long time, so it looks easy. Those are not easy plays by any means. He makes it look easy because of the work that he's put in to make it look that way.
What'd you go after him, Hewitt Hansen, with the increased defensive reps?
Yeah. Jake and Neville did a good job for us. They fit right in. They handle business, right? You talk about to start the game, Neville getting the interception for us, making an impact play that was huge for us. And Jake fit in, made a huge play on a reverse. Those guys stepped in. They didn't blink, and they made the plays they needed to make.
D'Amico, when you talked about getting DeForest back, they're getting Buckner back. You guys got D'Amico Autry back last week. What did you see from him after watching the tape? And did you notice anything that really stood out after missing 6 weeks?
Yeah, Autry is just like anyone else. When you miss that much time, it takes time to, get yourself back into playing football and being the impact player that you were. But saw some good things from him in the week of practice and in the games. He's trending definitely in the right direction, so I'm pleased with where he's headed. I know he'll be able to make a huge impact for us, just continuing to get more reps and get his feet underneath him.
Coach, I know that you have a lot on your plate, but when you look at the offense and look at the offensive line, how much of your playing days and when you're watching the film and what you see from when you played as a linebacker helps them to be able to recognize some of the things?
know, when it comes to the offensive line and helping those guys, it's just the head coach, it all falls on me. So it's a matter of us all, you know, helping each other out in whatever aspect that is. You know, I lend my knowledge that I have in that area as well to try to help, and our coaches doing a great job of teaching and helping those guys well. But we're all in this together, and we'll be fine. I know everybody has questions on the offensive line. Of course, it wasn't a great outing. Hey, we move on. How do you show up this week? That's what it's all about, man. You show up, have a bad day, it happens. How do you respond to have a better day the next outing? So I'm looking forward to seeing our guys play this week.
This might run counter to the answer, but with the trade deadline approaching and other AFC teams making moves, do you anticipate needing to make a move before the trade deadline?
Not thinking about any moves. I'm thinking about beating the Colts right now.